little things like that can be so conspicuous by their unusual appearance in words or phrases. Or, for instance, after Baba's accident, one of the things that struck you startlingly was that what had been hurt and broken was the universal joint. And when Baba would say, this was the suffering of the whole universe that I'm taking out. Or like the collar that Baba wore. Baba wore a collar around his neck for some time. Dr. Ram Binde had seen about the making of it and it was necessary. And then later on, Ram Ginde said he doesn't know how Baba's neck stood as much as it did after the thousands of times Baba would bend down to bow down and touch the feet of 10,000 sadhus and this and, you know, some of the reports that you read. But anyway, so again Baba said, you know, when something comes round your neck, which means you have the whole burden on yourself. Is that an expression in English too? So Baba's gesture was like that. The whole thing is coming on my neck. So when the for the collar too, Baba said, it's the burden of the world. That's what I'm here for. That's what I'm here for. And one of the things he said, you know, sometimes he would say something very personal, very individual. And at that time, you knew it was just meant for you, but which turns out to be later not just for you and not just for the moment, but for later, to help you carry a burden later. For instance, one of the things that helped me a lot about Baba's physical absence was that a remark that Baba made a few days before he dropped his body, just a few days before, and which didn't come to mind till after, some days after Baba dropped his body, because it was so sudden, so unexpected, it was unacceptable, you know, inside. And yet, what Baba wanted me to do, I had to go through, appear to Maharaj, you know, this is Baba's. Yes, it's just as Baba wanted it. In fact, not thinking of myself, but only thinking of Mera, because Baba told me that 10 years before, when I die, will you look after Mera? And I was so shocked, I said, no. For the first time in my life, I found myself saying no to something Baba was telling me to do. And I remonstrate. I said, how can that be? How can you say such a thing? I mean, how can we live if you're no more physically with us? He said, no, he said. I'm only just saying that. It's not going to happen. You all are going to die before I drop my body. Before I do. You're all going to die before I do. I simply say, all I want you to do is say yes. So, as usual, I always melted, even since a child. I said, yes. Oh, he was so happy. He embraced me and left. I forgot. Years and years went by. But when it happened, that came right in front of me. This is what I had to do. So as I said, but inside of me, this was, how could you have done that to us? How could you have done that to us? I mean, I wasn't accepting this. And then it came to me, something Baba had said a few days before, and I realized that now, once again, I had to wholly and totally accept whatever it was Baba's wish. He knew what he was doing, and that I had not to question. I had never questioned before, and I was not to question. But a few days before, Baba was sitting on the bed in his room. That was usual, natural, when we were around. And Baba, you could see the weight of the world had left his mark on his dear body. He was bent, but gentle, frail, beautiful. And he looked up at me like that. He wasn't even sitting up. And he looked up, and just he and I were there at that moment, it so happened. And he looked up at me and said, how long can I bear? How much more can I bear? What answer do you have to that? I just took that as having heard it. I neither experienced that, nor could I do anything. This is Baba, this is, he has said that, yes Baba. And I felt, yes Baba. But then we have seen him suffering. So before, on many occasions, so I just said, yes Baba. But then it later came and stood before me and I said, yes. The time when I was not ready to accept the fact that this has happened, how could Baba do that to us? I mean, what was the sense of our going on living? I mean, what? And then came those words. And I could see Baba as he was that day. How much more should I bear? How much more? You know, his gesture is so unlimited. But he said, how much more can I bear? Is, you know, bear on him, take on himself. And I said to myself, yes, tell me. He has... given me the answer to my self-revolt, inside my heart revolt, and that I was being selfish. I didn't want him to drop his body, but his drop body means for the burden. So I wanted him to continue. For me, for my sake. For us, for our sakes, he came, for our sakes he suffered, for the whole world's sake. And now, I can't stand it because he cannot be seen. But he has dropped his suffering too. Taking the form means for his work. Work means suffering. Work means taking on. And so, after that, I felt better. So, I was being selfish. I saw myself as a deer. And then, of course, as I said, Erich pointed it out to me the very first day in a very strong remark, which was like cold water thrown right in my face. It was like a slap. Although he didn't shout at me. All he said was, get a camera. Baba's person, Baba's body, Baba, was resting on the stretcher here in this Mangli hall with John and Gary are seated. And I came in by myself at that time before we would go with Baba in the ambulance to Mirabad. And I put my head under Baba's feet. That was my last salute. And I stood up and there was Erich. He said, at that time, he says, go bring your camera. I couldn't believe it. I thought, he's gone. Crackers. It's affected him. At a time like this, he wants a camera. And he looked very sternly at me and he said, do you realize how many of his lovers would want to be here at this moment? This is for them. And then he said, you've got to continue to do what Baba would want us to do. We have to continue to do what Baba would want us to do. Stop thinking of yourself. You have to continue to do what Baba wants us to do. And that word continue was through that cold water was a, you know, it stood out as if it's a continue. Nothing has ended. A life was nothing but to do what he wanted. Not do what you want was one section of it. And doing what he wants was our life. So, continue. It's a continuation. And that's how it all came together. Yes, it's a continuation.